السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you've had a good week. Today, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. Inshallah, today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 126 to ayah number 130. And inshallah, before we begin, just a small announcement. We will not be having class next week due to winter break. So Sunday, December 28th, we will not be having class. And then inshallah, we will meet again after that week in January. So inshallah, just take this moment to relax and enjoy the time with your family and friends. And then inshallah, once the new year starts, then we will be back that following Sunday. So inshallah, now let's go ahead and begin with our lesson for today, ayah number 126. And as always, we will start with the recitation first and then move on to the tajweed analysis of these ayahs.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا صراط ربك مستقيما قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يذكرون لهم دار السلام عند ربهم وهو وليهم بما كانوا يعملون ويوم يحشرهم جميعا يا معشر الجن قد استكثرتم من الإنس وقال أولياؤهم من الإنس ربنا استمتع بعضنا ببعض وبلغنا أجلنا الذي أجلت لنا قال النار مثواكم خالدين فيها إلا ما شاء الله إن ربك حكيم عليم وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson for this week. So ayah number 126 to ayah number 130. Inshallah, let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of this lesson and we will take a look at all of the tajweed rules that have come within these ayahs. So starting from ayah number 126. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا صراط ربك مستقيما. We are beginning here with a two count mad followed by another two count mad. So ha is mad asli, two counts. Tha is mad asli, also two counts. Sli, sod, is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is also going to be heavy. Ra is one of those letters that are sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, because it does have a fatah, this will also be heavy. So sod is heavy, ra is heavy, ta will also be heavy. It is part of khussa, daghth, and gilth. So sod and ta are both letters that are permanently heavy. So all of these letters will be heavy. There is a two count med on the ra, another med asli. Anytime we have a heavy letter that it has a med on it, that med will also become heavy. So every single letter within this word is a heavy letter. Sad, ra, ta, and that alif med will also become heavy as well. Siratu. So make sure that your mouth has a feeling of fullness as you're reciting this word, just to give it that sense of heaviness. Rabbika, ra in this case will also be heavy because it has a fatah. Rabbika mustaqima. Seen here has a sukun. One of the characteristics or sifat of the scene is that it has safir, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of whistling when you are resting on this letter. And you can do this by hearing that air kind of escaping through the gaps in your tongue. Mus. So as the air kind of escapes through your teeth, it's going to create that whistling sound. We don't want to overdo it. A little bit naturally will come with the scene. And this is called safir. Mustaqi, qaf is going to be heavy. And this is a two count med. Ma, now I am stopping here. So this is going to be a two count med al-iwad. Now, if you are not stopping, you will continue to recite this as a tanween. Mustaqiman qad. But because I have stopped, now this has become a two count mad al-iwad. Mad al-iwad means that anytime there is a fathatain, there are two fathas, then you are going to make this and alif mad. So this is now a two count alif mad because I have stopped here. The one exception to this rule is that marbuta, as we learned, you would not add an alif in that case. You will simply recite it as a ha. But in this case, it is a meme with an alif and fathatain. So we are going to make this now a two count med. Mustaqima. Two counts. Qad, qaf here is heavy, part of khussa, daghth, and gilth. Dal in this case is going to have qalqala. Qalqala means that anytime there is one of the letters of qutb jad and there is a sukun on top, we will give it a little bit of bounce. Qad. Qad. So you can hear there is a little bit of that bounce, not too much, just a little bit. Fassalna. Sad is going to be heavy. Lam is light. So we will make sure that we are not making this lam heavy. So we are not going to say fassalna. Fassalna. Now lam has become heavy. So we do have to make sure and be cautious of the fact that sad is heavy, lam is light. So quickly make that switch. Fassalna. So go from heavy to light. Lam has tawassut, meaning that we will rest on this for a moment. Fassalna al-ayat. Lam has tawassut as well, so rest on this lam. Fassalna. So rest on both of these lam. Make sure that you are pronouncing them correctly and that you are kind of allowing your mouth to rest in between each of these letters. And then here, ayati. This is both going to be two count med. Make sure that they are the same count. Liqawmin, qaf is going to be heavy, and this is madlin, madzan ma, 1.5. And then here, yadhakkarun, that has a shadda. Make sure that you are cautious of sticking your tongue out between your teeth. It is not yadhakkarun. This is not a zay. Zay is a completely different letter. Yadhakkarun. Here, make sure that your tongue is sticking out and you feel a little bit of vibration on the tip of your tongue. Yadhakkarun. And because you are pronouncing it twice because of the shadda, we have to be a little bit more cautious of this. And ra in this case is going to be heavy, and then we are going to end on a four count mad'arid lisukun. Lahum. Meme has tawassut, rest on this letter. Darus salam, ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Da is a two count med. Seen again is going to have a little bit of safir, just a little bit of that whistle. Darus salami, la is going to be a two count med asli. Inda, this is going to be ikhfa. We see that there is nun sakin followed by one of the letters of ikhfa, which is the letter dal. Rabbihim, ra is going to be heavy and meme has tawassut. وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ يَا here has a shadda. So we are going to put a little bit of pressure on the roof of the mouth to give it that ya sound. وَلِيُّهُمْ And then here we have ميم ساكن followed by ba. Merge these together. وليهم بما. Make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose and giving it proper غنّة. بما is a two-count mud. كا is a two-count mud. نو is a two-count mud. يعملون. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a four-count. مدعرد للسكون. ويوم. This is going to be مدلين. مدن ما one and a half. يحشرهم. حا is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that you are giving it a little bit of that airy, breathy quality as it's coming from the throat. را here is going to be heavy. ميم is going to have توسط, so rest on this ميم. جميعا. مي is a two count mud. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then this is going to be إدغام with غنة. جميعا. So make sure that you are kind of merging this together and connecting this noon ساكن sound followed by the ya. And then again, the letters of the idgham with ghunna are going to be yarmalun. These are the letters of idgham. Idgham with ghunna are the letters yanmu. And ya is amongst one of them, so we are going to bring this up into the nose. Ya, this is a two-count med. Ma'r shara. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. It does have tawassut, so because it has a sukoon here, we are going to make sure that we are rolling it around in the throat just a little bit. Ma'r. Ma'r. So roll that around in the throat because it is a letter of tawassut. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ya ma'r sharal. Lam has tawassut. Jinni. Noon has a shadda here. So we are going to make sure to bring this up into the nose and give it ghunna. Jinni. So you can kind of hear that I am spending a little bit more time on this letter because it does have that shadda and we are bringing this up into the nose. Qa here is going to be heavy. Qadistakthartum. Sin is going to have a sukoon. Again, it has safir, so it'll have a little bit of a whistle. So sin has a sukoon. Kaf has a sukoon. Kaf is going to have a little bit of hams, meaning that when we are saying this letter with a sukoon, there's going to be a little bit of air that comes out after we say this letter. Qadistakthartum. So you can hear that I'm saying the letter gaf and then giving a little exhale of air. And this is going to allow this letter to be very audible. Otherwise, without that air, it's not that audible. So you can't really hear that gaf. So I'm going to give it a little bit more air, a little bit of an exhale. And then ra here in this case is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha and ra has a sukun. Qadistakthartum. Ra also has a tawassut, meaning that you are going to roll this around in the mouth. Rest on this for just a moment. Qadistakthartum min. Mim has a shadda, so rest on this, give it some ghunna, bring it up into the nose. Minal insi. Lam has tawassut, rest on this. Noon here is going to have ikhfa. We see that there is a noon sakin followed by the letter sin. And then sin is also going to have safir. So make sure that you are giving ghunna to the noon. And then sin has safir. Min al ins. So kind of allow that sin to trail off a little bit with that safir. Waqala. Qaf is going to be heavy. And this is a two count mad. Awliya'uhum. O is going to be madlin. Maddan ma one and a half. Liya'uhum. This is going to be a four count mad. So we see that there is the alif and the hamza within that same word. So this is going to be mad wajib muttasil. Pulled this for four counts. Awliya'uhum min. So here meme is going to merge with the second meme. Bring it up into the nose because it does have a shadda. So we are going to make sure that we are spending a bit of time in the nose and giving it proper ghunna. Min al insi. Lam has the wasud. Noon is going to have a ikhfa here, noon sakin followed by the letter sin. Rabbana, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Rabbana stamta'a, sin again has safir. Give it a little bit of that whistle. Meme is going to have tawassut, rest on this meme, and then ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Rabbana stamta'a, ba'duna. Ayn again is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has the wasut again, so make sure that you are kind of rolling that around in the middle of the throat. Dad here is going to be heavy. Na is going to be a two count mud. Bi ba'din. Ayn is going to have the wasut. Dad is going to be heavy again. Bi ba'din wa. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. So we see that there is a noon sakin followed by one of the letters of idgham, yarmalun, specifically one of the letters of idgham with ghunna, which is yanmu. Wow is one of them, so we are going to merge and bring this up into the nose. Biba'din wa. Wabalaghna. Ghain is going to be heavy. It is part of husa daghdin kilf. Na is going to be a four count med. Now the med and the hamza are within two separate words, so this med is going to be med ja'iz munfasil. The hamza and the med are two separate words. Ajalana alladhi ajjalta lana. So here again, alladhi is a four count med. Med ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ajjalta lana. Jim here is going to be repeated twice because it has a shadda. Lam is going to have the wasud. So we are going to rest on this. Lana, this is going to be a two count med. Ajjalta lana. Pull this for two counts. Qala, qaf is heavy and this is a two count med. Qala naru, noon has shadda, so this is going to have a ghunna. Make sure that you do bring this up into the nose. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Mathwakum, tha is going to have a little bit of hams as well. Math, so it's going to have a little bit of air. Wakum, two count med. Mim has the wasut. Khalidina, kha is going to be heavy and it is a two count med. Khalidina, this is going to be a two count med. Fiha, fi is going to be two count med. Ha is going to be a four count med. And this is again going to be med ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Illa, this is going to be a two count med. Ma, this is a two count med. Sha'Allah, this is going to be a four count med. This is med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within the same word. And then the name of Allah here, we are going to stop, so we are going to make sure that ha has hams. Sha Allah. So make sure there is proper air at the end on this ha with sukun. And the name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Inna rabbaka, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Hakimun alim, this is going to be idhar, a noon sakin followed by the letter ayn, which is one of the throat letters. وَكَذَلِكَ, that is a two-count med. نُوَلِّي, this is a two-count med. بَعْضَ, عَيْن is going to have the wasut. Roll it around in the throat. ضَاد is going to be heavy. الظَّالِمِينَ, ضَا is also going to be heavy. بَعْضًا, عَيْن is going to have the wasut. ضَا is also going to be heavy. بَعْضًا بِمَا, this is going to be إِقْلَاب. We see that there is a nun sakin followed by the letter ba. On top of that noon sakin, we do see there is that small meme, meaning that we are going to change that noon sound into a meme sound. This is going to be iqlab. Bima, this is a two-count med. Ka is a two-count med. Nu is a two-count med. Yaksibun, we end on a four-count. Mad'arid lissukun. Ya, this is a two-count med. Ma'ashara, ayn from the middle of the throat. Ra is going to be heavy. Lam has the wasut. Ma'ashara al-jinni. Wal-insi, noon is going to have a ikhfa. Alam yatikum, hamza is going to have jahar, so make sure that you are abruptly stopping that sound in the throat. Yatikum, mim has the wasut. Rusulun, ra here is going to be heavy. Rusulum minkum, this is going to be idgham, nun sakin followed by the letter mim. Minkum, this is ikhfa, mim has the wasut. Yaqussuna, qaf is going to be heavy, sad is also heavy. Both of these are part of husa daghdin kilf. Alaykum ayati, a is two counts, ya is two counts, d is two counts. Wa yunzirunakum, ra here is going to be heavy. Liqa'a, this is a four count med. This is med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within the same word. Yawmikum hadha, ha is two count, tha is two count. Qalu shahidana, dal has qalqala, ala anfusina, this is a four count med. This one is ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Fusina, وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْغَيْنِ is going to be heavy. In this case, it's heavy because it has a fatha.
وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا.
Noon is going to have ikhfa here. This is one of the exceptions to the idgham rule. So even though we do see that there is a noon sakin followed by the letter ya, because it is found in the middle of a word, we are going to apply idhar here. So idgham is not done in the middle of a word. It is only done between two words. So if at the end of one word there is a noon sakin or tanween and the next word begins with an idgham letter, then we will apply idgham. But in this case, this is one of the exceptions. Because the idgham is found in the middle of a word, we will change it to an idhar. This is known as idhar mutlaq. So this is a exception to this rule. So noon will have tawassut. وشهدوا two count mad على. This is going to be a four count mad. This is mad جائز منفصل. Mad and hamza are within two separate words. أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين. كا is a two count mad. نو is a two count mad. كا is a two count mad. And then را in this case will be light because it has a كسرة. And then we end on a four count مد عدد للسكون. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 126 to ayah number 130. And we'll stop here for this week. Inshallah, I will see you all in the new year in January. So please enjoy your breaks and make sure that it is a time that is productive and you are spending it in the way of Allah. Inshallah, I hope that you all have a good break. I will see you all when we get back. Jazakallahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.